Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. There are 39% of strikers at the SNCF and 32% among teachers, according to the Ministry of Education. These are the first figures from the sixth day of protest against the pension reform. Almost all the key sectors are affected, and blockades are taking place in all the refineries of France. The unions are more than ever determined to make the government give in. Meanwhile, the pension reform continues to be examined in the Senate. The parliamentarians will resume their discussions at 2:30. There are still 200 amendments before addressing Article 7, the one which pushes back the legal age of retirement to 64. The debates will end Sunday evening. Regarding the aftermath of the coach accident, which left 21 injured, including 18 children, on Saturday in Isère, the driver will be heard at the CHU by the gendarmerie. According to the first elements of the investigation, the hypothesis of the driver suffering from a dizzy spell while at the wheel seems to be confirmed. And then there will soon be a Pelé Stadium in Paris. The municipal council of the 13th arrondissement has decided to rename the Boutroux Stadium after the Brazilian soccer legend who passed away on December 29th at the age of 82. The decision must still be validated next week by the Council of Paris. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.